The following program contains language and scenes that some viewers might find objectionable. Discretion in viewing is advised.
Safe mark.
FM.
So I'm proud to announce I will soon be the first person to say the F word on rock and roll radio in the United Kingdom of Great Britain. All right, my aim is not to offend, it is to entertain.
But also perhaps to educate a little.
Because if you shoot a bullet, someone dies. When you drop a bomb, many die.
If you hit a woman, love dies. But if you say the F word, nothing actually happens. So, here it comes, especially for you, the F word. First, though, this very fine piece of music.
You can't do this.
Why not? It's just a word.
Charming thought, but here's the simple situation. The authorities already dislike us. If you do this, they will hate us, and by hook or by crook, they'll find a way to close us down.
Yeah, they can't close us down. We're pirates. That's why we're sitting out here in the middle of the friggin' ocean.
Believe me, they will find a way. Governments loathe people being free.
Come on, babe.
Okay. Okay, I'm thinking about it. Okay. My dear comrades, I have some sad news. The powers that be have decreed that the F word is a word too far. But at least for now, even though our dreams of freedom have died a tragic death, the Hollies are still alive.
Thank you.
I don't know why he did that. I was just going to say fuck once. You know, one tiny little fuck.
There's no such thing as a tiny little fuck.
Yeah, there is. You should ask Angus's girlfriend.
be that as it may, there's no fuck so small it won't fuck us up. One day, in a world of dreams, you'll be able to say wank or bollocks or even cock on the radio, but fuck, no.
Excuse me, your lordship.
Yes, sir.
You've left your mic up in the studio.
Oh. So I am.
I have to apologize
to
everyone out there.
For the four. Was it five?
It was five.
F words, Quinn. The Hollies will continue undisturbed. Yeah. I'm so sorry about that, Quinn. But, you know, I thought you sounded good. Your lovely voice for radio.
Yes. This is Chase March, and welcome to another edition of Know Your History, your monthly dose of hip-hop knowledge. And today, we are going to be looking at swearing, cursing, whatever you want to call it, swearing in hip-hop. Yeah, we started off with a clip there from Pirate Radio. Excellent movie. If you haven't seen it, go check it out for sure. And I guess Pirate Radio these days, in the 21st century, is the podcasts, like the one you're listening to, Dope FM. Once again, overnight hip-hop shows, so sometimes we don't censor our stuff as well. So, just fair warning, you are going to hear swearing in tonight's episode. And for the next half hour, you are probably going to hear a lot more than you usually do in this program. What is swearing in hip-hop? Well, let the dead residents tell you. They're a crew from Cardiff in the UK, and they put together this guide to swearing in hip-hop.
Introducing. This is Junior Desbrol.
And this is Chuck Jackson.
And together we're Dead Residents. And this is the Dead Residents Guide to Swearing Like a Complete Scoundrel on the Air. First up is the classic beep.
He's a truss, face, lips, that and a he run with. You a straight. He's a bigger. I'm the biggest. I'm fing ignorant.
Next up, for those who like it analog, the reverse.
Or the back masks. Not easy to say, but easy to perform.
He's a nut trusk, my face, nut lips, off that nut, and a nutsy run with.
Next up, the scratch. Let's hand it to hip hop's Debbie McGee, Rob Skank, to talk about the cut and its proficient use in the editing of filthy lyrics.
Yeah, so when you come up against a or a then you can utilize the scratch really wow, it's a real to get right. But if you sort it out, it comes out like a
he's a trust face lips back and a see run with you a straight. He's a bigger I'm the biggest I'm f***ing ignorant.
For examples of pullouts in classic sweary songs such as Tim Dog's Ufk Compton, bruh, you need to check that ish out. It utilizes the beep, the reverse, the scratch, the substitute lyric to great effect. Tim Dog, number one from the Bronx. So this has been the Dead Residents Guide to Getting Away with Swearing. Go f*** yourself.
You know, a lot of people just assume that rap music has to swear. That unless you swear, you are not keeping it real or you're not being a true MC. And that, I don't think, is the case. I listen to a lot of rappers that don't swear. And it doesn't mean I'm listening to Christian rap or squeaky clean rap or people that are preaching to me all the time. No, you can be really clever with your wordplay. You don't necessarily have to swear, but like Q-Tip says, and occasionally I goes to get my point across. So maybe there is a place for swearing in hip-hop. If you use it occasionally to get your point across, it can be very powerful. But the key is occasionally. Every one, two, or three bars, all I hear is a cuss. You ain't impressing me, manifesting meaninglessness. This is the second verse, so I'ma seal it off like this. Here's an invitation to be facing me, to seek salvation, the proper education, step into the whole song. You know, if you're a rapper and you have to swear every two or three words, I think that's a little bit lazy. It's so easy to rhyme swear words together. In fact, it's probably easier than putting in a lot of thought and trying to be clever with your wordplay. I know sometimes I swear, and sometimes I listen to rap that swears, but there are a couple swear words that I've tried to eliminate from my vocabulary. Bitch, ho, whore, those kinds of words I'm not gonna say in my rhymes anymore. I sat down with a few women in hip hop to discuss this very issue. We had Nilla, and we had our sis Sam speaking on the topic, and this is what they had to say.
That you won't hear any derogatory slang come out of my mouth for anybody, no matter what culture you are, what land you walk, nothing. But that's just me.
But that isn't just her. I mean, prior to that, we heard a track from OC where he said, every one or two words, all I hear is a cuss, you ain't impressing me. And like I said, there's rappers out there that don't swear and that are really dope. And rappers that only very occasionally swear, and they don't swear in every song, maybe once in an entire album, do they have a cuss word. Like the clip we played a little bit earlier from Q-Tip where he said, I swear to get my point across. Sometimes it's necessary. But let's get back to what Nilla had to say, and you'll also hear from our sis Sam in this clip. This was part of our roundtable discussion for International Women's Day earlier this year.
So you're right, like we can't take their language away from them, and I'm not gonna go and berate you and be like, you know, use different words, you know, educate yourself, be more positive. I can't make you something that you're not. I can only choose as a listener and as a fan, as a fellow artist too, that, you know, maybe I'm not in line with what you represent, so then I'm not gonna basically run with you in those things. I can't really support that because I would never want someone to come to me and call me all kinds of names and whatnot. So that's that treat people as you want to be treated kind of rule of thumb in life.
That was Nilla explaining why she chooses not to swear in her raps. Now let's hear what our sis Sam has to say about rappers specifically using words that are degrading to women.
Okay, first of all, if the only vocabulary that you have is a bitch or a hoe and you're an MC, then you need to go read a book, right? Because there's plenty of other words that you can use to describe the type of individual that you're trying to portray here without using such a limited and ignorant word. And, you know, you really have to be conscious of what you think and what you say.
I definitely agree with that. I think we should be conscious of what we're putting out there. Just because a lot of hip-hop is vile and degrading doesn't mean we need to go that route. I remember the first time I bought the Snoop Dogg tape, Doggy Style, and that tape was, man, that was the album back then. But the radio version of the lead single was completely different than the album version. And I'm going to play both with you here just so we can contrast them. First up, here's what you would have heard on the radio and video channels. This is Snoop Doggy Dogg, What's My Name, Who Am I, the Queen version.
Dog funky is the doc. Went solo on that ass, but it's still the same. Long Beach is the spot where I serve my cane. Follow me, but you bet not slip. Cause 9 tris ain't the year for me to quiz out my grip. So I ain't holding nothing back. And once again, I got 5 on the 20 sack. It's like that, but as a matter of fact, cause I never hesitate to put a fool on his back.
Yeah, so keep out the manuscript. You see that it's a must, we drop gangsta.
Hold up, what's my name?
Now let's hear the album cut, or the dirty version of that same song, and compare and contrast what we just heard with what we're about to hear.
Back to the block, Snoop Doggy Dog, funky, yeah, the dot. Went solo on that ass, but it's still the same. Long Beach is the spot where I serve my cane. Follow me, but don't lose your grip. 9 tris ain't the year's there for me to fuck up shit. So I ain't holding nothing back, and motherfucker, I got 5 on the 20 sack. It's like that, and as a matter of fact, cause I never hesitate to put a nigga on his back.
Yeah, so keep out the manuscript. You see that it's a must, we drop gangsta shit.
What's my motherfucking name?
Okay, let's just compare and contrast what we just heard. The radio version of that song, which I think sounds really amazing, it's a wicked song, has the word ass once. The dirty version of that song, which was found on the album, when you play the album, when you're used to listening to the video version or the radio version that you've heard, when you play the album, you're like, what? It says ass, fuck up shit, motherfucker, has the N-word, says gangster shit, and in the chorus is what's my motherfucking name, instead of just what's my name. Is all of that stuff necessary? And if so, I mean, Snoop Dogg was a huge act at the time when this album came out in 1993. He was on Dr. Dre's The Chronic and literally made that album what it was. Snoop Dogg was a star, and there was no doubt that his debut album, Doggy Style, for which that was the lead single that you just heard, there was no doubt that that was going to be a smash. And if the record company and the artist and Dr. Dre and everybody behind this album knew that it was going to be a smash, why the dirty version? It just goes to show you that it isn't necessary. I mean, did Snoop Dogg have to put out 2 different versions of that song? Artist integrity, if you're saying, yes, I should be swearing on my track, then just put out that version. Why the radio version? Well, we all know the answer. The radio is going to sell, get you exposed to a lot more fans. But if that's the case, why don't rappers make stuff that is family friendly for the radio? What's My Name is awesome. What's My Motherfucking Name? A little bit too excessive. We didn't need that. And I don't want to just pick on Snoop Dogg here. The Black Eyed Peas did the same thing. If you listen to their album, they have a song called Let's Get Retarded, which is offensive to certain people. They put it out as a radio single called Let's Get It Started. Why did they not just put out Let's Get It Started to begin with? That is my beef with rappers that are doing this. And you know what? Some people don't even really hear the swear words in a rap song. They just are feeling the beat and they don't really listen to the lyrics of it. You know, I hate to keep aiming at Snoop Dogg here because I like Snoop Dogg, I'm a fan, but here is a cover version of one of his songs and it just totally emphasizes the swear words in a lot different a way. I'm not even going to set it up. I'm just going to play it. We'll talk about it afterwards. This is Chase March for Know Your History. This is episode 30, looking at swearing in hip-hop. Listen to this weird cover, and we'll be right back.
Bitches ain't shit but hoes and tricks. Lick on these nuts and suck the dick. Let's get the fuck out after you're done. And I hops in my ride to make a quick run. I used to know a bitch named Eric Wright. We used to roll around and fuck the hoes at night. Tighter than a motherfucking gangster beats. And we was balling on the motherfucking Compton streets. Peep, that shit got deep and it was on. Number one song after number one song. Long as my motherfucking pockets was fat, I didn't give a fuck where the bitch was at. But she was hanging with the white bitch doing the shit she do, sucking on a stick just to get a buck or two. In the end she got meant nothing, and now she's suing cause the shit she be doing ain't shit.
Bitches can't hang with the streets.
She found herself short.
Now she's taking me to court.
Yeah, it's real conversation for your ass.
I once had a bitch named Mandy May. I used to be up in them guts like every day. The pussy was the bomb, had a nigga unsprung. I was in love like a motherfucker licking the proton. The homies used to tell me that she wasn't no good, but I'm the maniac in blackness, the Snoopy's world. So I figured niggas wouldn't trip with mine. Guess what, got gaffled by one time.
I'm back in the motherfucking county jail. 6 months on my chest, now it's time to bail. I gets released on a hot sunny day. My nigga DOC and my homie Dr. Dre. Scooped in a coupe, Snoop, we got the news. Your girl was tricking while you was drinking the county blues. Ain't been out a second already. I got to do some motherfucking chin checking.
The block as we creep down the block. See my girl's house stray past the clock. Kicking the dough and I look on the floor. It's my little cousin Daz and he's fucking my hoe. I uncocked my shit. I'm heartbroken, but I'm still looked.
Man, fuck that bitch.
3, 4.
Bitches ain't shit but hoes and tricks. Lick on these nuts and suck a dick. Get the fuck out. Hops in my ride to make a quick run. I used to know a bitch named Eric Wright. We used to roll around and fuck the hoes at night. Tighter than a motherfucking gangster beats. And we was balling on the motherfucking Compton streets. Beat that shit got deep and it was on. Number one song after number one song. Long as my motherfucking pockets was fat, I didn't give a fuck where the bitch was at. But she was hanging with the white bitch doing the shit she do. Sucking on his dick just to get a buck or two. In the end so she got mad nothing. And now she's suing cause the shit she be doing ain't shit.
Just came in with the streets.
She found herself short.
Now she's taking me.
That's some real conversation for your ass.
That's Ben Fold 5's, a cover of Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre's Bitches Ain't Shit. And that is the type of content we get in so many rap songs. You don't get it in country songs, you don't get it in pop rock songs, or smooth songs like that. That's what makes it all the more striking. People that have heard the rap version and got down to that song and loved it, heard this Ben Fold 5's version and were completely appalled that those were the lyrics they were dancing to. A lot of people don't listen to the lyrics, I find, and that just drives me insane. I don't quite get it. I'm a rapper, and I'm a teacher, and in the late 90s, I tried to get a rap career started. So every now and then, I rap in my class, and I rap to my students. And I can rap a clean song that I've written, completely clean, with no swear words in it, and some of my students will say, "Oh, I heard you say this. Oh, you swore." I'm like, "No, I didn't." and I can play something from Nilla that doesn't swear, and they'll say the same thing. People will invariably think rap has to swear, and it doesn't. It doesn't have to swear. A lot of it does, and maybe that's fine. I found this clip from Stephen Fry. It's from his 50th birthday special that aired on the BBC. This is what he had to say.
I haven't met anybody who's truly shocked at swearing. Really. They're only shocked on behalf of other people. Well, you know, that's preposterous.
You know, that clip reminds me of an incident I had in my classroom. I decided to show my class Back to the Future because it was my favorite movie when I was a kid. Hadn't seen it in years, and I thought that I would share it with them. I had forgotten that there is some offensive language in that program. It says the word shit about 8 times, I think, in the course of that movie. And the first time it did it, all the students in my class went, they acted like they were so shocked that they heard the word shit. But you know what? They hear it all the time. They say it out on the playground. They're listening to it on their MP3 players, in their video games. But they were so shocked that they heard it in the classroom. And that's just crazy. It's preposterous, just like Stephen Fry said there. I want to play something else for you right now. This is from Jack Wagner. I first heard it as a skit on Esau, the debut album, The Farewell Tour. And it wasn't credited on there. And I had to search around the internet, and I found it credited to Adam Sandler, and I found it credited to Monty Python. But I finally found the true source of it, and it's Jack Wagner, and it's entitled Usages of Fuck. It's really interesting. You gotta check this out.
Perhaps one of the most interesting words in the English language today is the word fuck. Out of all of the English words that begin with the letter F, fuck is the only word that is referred to as the F word. It's the one magical word. Just by its sound can describe pain, pleasure, hate, and love. Fuck, as most words in the English language, is derived from German, the word fricken, which means to strike. In English, fuck falls into many grammatical categories. As a transitive verb, for instance, John fucked Shirley. As an intransitive verb, Shirley fucks. Its meaning's not always sexual. It can be used as an adjective, such as, John's doing all the fucking work. As part of an adverb, Shirley talks too fucking much. As an adverb enhancing an adjective, Shirley is fucking beautiful. As a noun, I don't give a fuck. As part of a word, abso-fucking-lutely, or in-fucking-credible. And as almost every word in a sentence, fuck the fucking fuckers. As you must realize, there aren't too many words with the versatility of fuck, as in these examples describing situations such as fraud, I got fucked at the used car lot, dismay, aw fuck it, trouble, I guess I'm really fucked now, aggression, don't fuck with me, buddy, difficulty, I don't understand this fucking question, inquiry, who the fuck was that? Dissatisfaction. I don't like what the fuck is going on here. Incompetence. He's a fuck off. Dismissal. Why don't you go outside and play hide and go fuck yourself? I'm sure you can think of many more examples. With all of these multi-purpose applications, how can anyone be offended when you use the word? We say, use this unique, flexible word more often in your daily speech. It will identify the quality of your character immediately. Say it loudly and proudly. Fuck you!
All right, so people swear. That's a given. And Stephen Fry might even be right that most people don't care about it, and they're not shocked and offended personally by most of the swear words out there. But I think it's different for the N-word. And I think that is what A Tribe Called Quest was trying to do with this track, Sucka Nia. I can't even say the word. I don't want to say it. I've erased it from my vocabulary. But you're going to hear the N-word a lot in this song. Just fair warning. This is A Tribe Called Quest, Sucka Nigga.
Hey, sucka nigga, whoever you are. Hey, sucka nigga, whoever you are. Hey, sucka nigga, hey, sucka nigga, whoever you are. Whoever you are.
Yo. Turn it up on my, turn everything up on the headphones, including my vocals.
Yeah, that's good. And my vocals a little bit. Put the other bass line.
I be hating sucker MCs and the sucker niggas. Posing like they hard when we know they damn card. What you figure? Rhyme wise, I do the figure eight so concisely. Musically, we are the herbs, so sit back and light me. Inhale. My style is kinda fat, reminiscent of a whale. Young girls' desires for the female's dreams. I'll be the abstract poetic representing from Queens. Socially, I'm not a name, black and white got game. If you came to the jam, well, I'm glad you came. See, nigga first was used back in the deep south. Falling out between the dome of the white man's mouth. It means that we will never grow. You know the word, dummy. Upper niggas in the community think it's crummy. But I don't, neither does the youth, cause we embrace adversity. It goes right with the race, and being that we use it as a term of endearment, niggas start to bug to the domas where the fear went. Now the little shorty say it all of the time, and a whole bunch of niggas throw the word in a rhyme. Yo, I start to flinch as I try not to say it, but my lips is like a oo-wop as I start to spray it. My lips is like a oo-wop as I start to spray it. My lips is like a oo-wop as I start to spray it. The sucker nigga, 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 I throw the sucker in the front, both the ones that front, the sucker niggas. Nigga, nigga, I throw the sucker in the front. Both the ones that front, the sucker niggas. Nigga, nigga, I throw the sucker in the front. Both the ones that front, the sucker niggas. Nigga, nigga, it's the neo nigga of the 90s. Come on.
The N-word is a very racially charged word, and people come down on one or two sides, but there really isn't a middle ground there. There's a lot of people that think the N-word should be completely abolished from vocabularies, taken off of rap records, and then there's other people that think it's just a word. And I wonder what Stephen Fry would say on the topic of the N-word in particular. I know he was talking about swearing in comedy, and I don't think he's ever used that word. I haven't heard him use it. And I know some other white comedians have used it and gotten a lot of trouble. Like Michael Richards used it of Seinfeld fame, and it was all over the place. When Don Imus on the radio made a racial slur, once again it was huge because a white person was saying it. But I interviewed an artist by the name of Niggawana, and his name actually is the N-word mixed with marijuana, and he had this to say.
It causes so many problems, that one word. And coming from a predominantly white city and having mostly white friends, a lot of white people use the word anyway. If you're gonna hide behind the word like that, you're almost being ignorant yourself, because it's out there and it's being used. And, you know, I've heard it since I was a 6-year-old kid, and the only way to remove the power from the word is to, you know, change the meaning, change the context, and don't give it such a reaction. Like, it's such an easy thing for someone who's looking for a reaction to pick up. People were trying to get me to get in trouble when I was a kid. First thing out of their mouth was nigger, nigglet, some kind of, you know, variation on the word. And I always went for it, right? Because I felt like that, racially, that was what I was supposed to do. That was my obligation. Yeah. I hear the word nigger, I'm supposed to hit you. I'm supposed to react in some negative manner.
So maybe Stephen Fry did have a point about how people react to swear words based upon other people. For instance, NGA there, as he's known, says that he would just automatically react when someone called him the N-word because he felt he was supposed to. So once again, maybe we're giving words too much power here. I don't know. Either way, I think rap is going to continue to have swear words. We're going to continue to have parent advisory labels on them, which, by the way, don't really mean anything. I mean, the Recording Industry Association of America started putting parent advisory labels on albums in 1985. And they started doing it before rap albums had these kind of issues. So swearing, not just a problem in rap music. A swear word is a swear word. Maybe we shouldn't be so uptight about it. Maybe we should stop worrying about what everyone else is gonna think and just use language to get our point across, because that's what rappers ultimately do. Sometimes we're gonna need harsher language than others. Sometimes a swear word is gonna be exactly what we need. Other times we can get away without it. It's a personal choice. You don't have to swear to be a rapper. You can have totally clean raps and still get your message across. Anyway, This has been Chase March. This is Know Your History on Dope FM and The Word is Bond. Go to thewordisbond.com, dopefm.ca, and chasemarch.com for more. And we'll see you next month for another edition of Know Your History. Peace.